Thank you, Chair. The Netherlands continues to be consistently ranked among UNHCR's main supporters. My delegation greatly appreciates the ceaseless worldwide efforts of High Commissioner Grandi and his staff to alleviate the plight of an ever-growing number of people of concern. We recognize that adequate financial resources to alleviate the suffering of people, to provide assistance and to offer protection are more needed than ever. And, in line with the content and principles of the GCR, we recognize that large refugee-hosting countries in the direct vicinity of the crises need to be able to continue their tremendous efforts of hosting the vast majority of the world's refugees. We underline, as we've consistently done, that the entire international community, not just UNHCR's traditional top donors, has to take responsibility and step up its efforts in this regard. This is not only a task for states. As underscored in the compact, development organizations, FIIs, the private sector and a wide range of other stakeholders have an important part to play. Mr. Chair, the Netherlands will continue to play its part. In 2019, we have provided UNHCR with an unearmarked contribution of €38 million. And in addition, we have made specific contributions to support the work of UNHCR in Libya as well as in Bangladesh for the Rohingya crisis. At this point in time, we are able to position we are in the position to pledge another unearmarked core contribution of €33 million for the year 2020 as part of our multi-annual commitment to UNHCR. As always, we will consider additional funding possibilities throughout the year. We attach great importance to keep the vast majority of our contributions unearmarked, which allows UNHCR to use our resources in a flexible manner where the needs are highest at any particular time. UNHCR has in the past years made good progress in absolutely essential efforts to showcase how unearmarked funding benefits the organization and the refugees it serves. We ask all other partners to consider providing UNHCR with the same much-needed flexibility. Mr. Chair, in line with the principles of cooperation and partnership embedded in the Global Compact and the need to look for new comprehensive approaches, the Netherlands has initiated a new partnership together with UNHCR, IFC, ILO, UNICEF and the World Bank to respond to forced displacement crises. The partnership covers Lebanon, Jordan, Kenya, Uganda, Ethiopia, Sudan, Egypt and Iraq, and is particularly focused on enhancing the environment for socio-economic inclusion of refugees, to enhance access to education and child protection, and to strengthen the resilience of host communities through inclusive socio-economic development. The Netherlands has invested a total of €500 million in this partnership over the next years until 2023. In closing, Chair, the Global Compact on Refugees is an impressive achievement for UNHCR, for refugees all over the world, and also for the multilateral system. We believe in its potential to change the way we work, to step aside from business as usual, to go the extra mile in support of its goals. The Netherlands stands ready to contribute to UNHCR and the Compact to deliver on their great potential and looks forward to working with you all at the GRF and onward. I thank you, Chair.